I'll bet there are still New Orleanians who can remember when you could park your car right on Jackson Square, get your coffee and beignets sent over to you from the long-gone Morning Call coffee stand or the Café du Monde. There were no parking tickets, no pedestrian-only walkways.
You know, everybody thinks that whole area as it exists today is like it has always been, but in fact, that's not the case. It resulted from a series of decisions made by Moon Landrieu when he was mayor to look at how to affect change in the French Quarter around Jackson Square in the Mississippi River to entice tourists to come to New Orleans as a destination.
That's Lake Douglas, associate professor and undergraduate coordinator at LSU's Robert Reich School of Landscape Architecture, reminiscing about a time before most New Orleanians had ever heard the words landscape architecture.
In New Orleans, the profession of landscape architecture really began in the 1970s. People don't realize that because we take it for granted that it's always been here. But in fact, one of the first landscape architects in the city was a man named William Weedorn, who came here in the 1930s to work in City Park. He was not from here. He had degrees from Cornell. And in the early 40s, another man from Cornell came to Louisiana named Robert Reich, Dr. Reich, or Doc as we know him today. Doc started a program in landscape architecture at LSU, first through the horticulture division, but then pretty soon he separated and made his own program, now called the Robert Reich School of Landscape Architecture at LSU.
A graduate of LSU and Harvard with a doctorate in urban studies from the University of New Orleans, Lake, still a New Orleans resident, is the author of a recently published book, Public Spaces, Private Gardens, an in-depth examination of the city's landscape history. While he has only been on the full-time faculty at LSU since 2007, he had known Robert Reich, who died in 2010, for years.
Doc started off very slowly, and there were very few students who were interested in this, and Doc would pretty much kidnap people and keep them in his office until they agreed to join the program, which, and some of those people are still with us on the faculty. And Doc was very strategic about hiring landscape architects, bringing them to Louisiana, and putting them on the faculty with the idea that not only was he training future professionals, but he was also helping to establish the profession of landscape architecture in Louisiana.
New Orleans has had a number of successful landscape projects happen since the 70s. But in terms of international recognition, Lake still harks back to that first one in the French Quarter.
Before the mid-70s, none of that existed. And it was impossible for people to have visual access to the river. We've pretty much forgotten that. Moon Landrieu, when he was mayor, was convinced to explore the opportunity of giving people access to the river. And he took some very tentative steps that proved to be wildly popular with the community. As a result of that, the Moonwalk was built. Improvements around Jackson Square were built, improvements to the French Market were built, all incrementally over a period of about 5 or 6 years.
As Louisianians, we are all the beneficiaries of the passions, some would even say obsessions, of Robert Reich. Working less than 100 miles up the road until his death at age 97, he gave credibility to the words landscape architecture, turning the LSU school named for him into the leading program of its kind in the country.
The program today at LSU is both undergraduate and graduate. We have around 200-plus students in both programs. When I was in the program in the 1970s, everybody in the undergraduate program was from Louisiana. Many of the students had never been outside of their hometowns. One of the things that our curriculum prides itself on are the many travel opportunities that we have. And that attracts a lot of students because they want to see other parts of the world. And we have alumni all over the world that helps us in those travel opportunities as well as helps us place our graduates in internships and in permanent jobs. So we have a very high rate of success in placing our students in firms all over the world.
For more information about landscape architecture projects in New Orleans, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.